Hey, everybody, welcome to Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we're watching episode 713 of Power Rangers, Slammerai, episode 13, An Unexpected Arrival.
It aired April 30th, 2011, written by David Schneider and Seth Walther?
Okay.
It's like Walter, but with a T-H. Well,
yeah. Sometimes Walther. You pronounce that, sometimes you don't.
And directed, and I forgive me if this is wrong, directed by Akihiro Noguchi.
Okay, that seems new.
I don't think I've ever heard or said that on the podcast before.
I wonder if that's like a new, because like, I know Koichi Sakamoto does the action directing, like the morphed footage, but like new morphed footage stuff. So I wonder if that's like another action director.
They did this run of three episodes, and they keep coming up throughout the season.
Okay.
After this, so
get some fresh blood, get some new takes on the show. I can't wait to see how the directing is different. It's impossible to tell because the show is shot so fast that no one has time to do any style or anything. Anyway, if you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it, you can follow along if you got Tubi or YouTube or the DVDs, or if your mom taped them for you on her old VCR, because it's 2011, so it's like an old VCR at that point.
You still got the tapes stashed. You got the tapes.
If you got the tapes, let us know. I would like, just send us a picture of your tapes if you got.
I would like to see the tapes.
I would love to see the tapes. That's the whole entry spiel. So cards on the table. It's been like two weeks-ish since we recorded. I don't know when the last time we recorded was.
It's been a minute.
It's been like 2 weeks. So last week I was watching my parents' dog, and he's a nervous, anxious boy. So I was like, I don't want to try to podcast during that. And also, I got sick immediately. So I was just sick all last week. I'm still a little bit sick, but it's like mostly gone. I've never had like a sinus infection before.
Oh, they're awful.
I had a sinus incident. I don't think it was a full-on infection, but there was certainly something going on up there, and it was the worst. I cannot imagine it being. It lasted for one day, and I was like, if this doesn't, I'm going to drill a hole in my head if it doesn't go away.
It's bad. I've had, I would say, chronic sinus issues since moving to Kentucky.
You've had sinus stuff for a while, yeah.
And it sucks. Sinus infections are just awful.
Yeah, it seems pretty bad.
It feels like your face is trying to burst. And that also comes with like a fever and headaches. And everything just sucks.
See, that's why I don't think it was a full-on infection, because I didn't get that far. It did feel like I had the world's worst sneeze stuck in my nose, and the pressure was trying to come out my eyeballs. My eyes were just leaking all day, and I was like, this is terrible. And every once in a while, I wouldn't be able to open them. Like, they would be like, they would feel so weird that I was like, I can't open them. They might fall out of my head. It sucks. My condolences to every sinus infection you've ever had. It's butt cheeks, man.
Yeah, hate it.
But it's okay, because now we get to watch Power Rangers Samurai to make it all better.
Yeah, hooray!
I just edited episode 706 last week, the one with Sky on it. So that's how far ahead we are. So I have to do 707. They might be next week. Last week was probably a bust because I didn't finish it till like Friday night, and then I was still sick. So probably just the one episode this week, and last was a skip, and then, you know, by the time you hear the 707 will be out. That's how time works. That's how numbers go up. But like, we're far enough ahead that I was like, I'm not worried about it. And then now we're not eight episodes ahead, and I'm like, uh-oh, this is how it starts.
Uh-oh. Once you start to burn that buffer, it's like, now we're starting to push it.
Uh-oh. And we gotta like do Pokemon and stuff. So
sorry, we'll make it up in the... Are we doing a mid-season hiatus, or are we just going straight through?
I think we're going to, maybe we'll take like 2 weeks off. I don't know what we'll do for it, because it's like, it's the same season for us. It's all the numbers line up, like nothing specials.
We could just take a week and do nothing.
Yeah.
Like just let ours, like get us a couple more episodes ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe we'll do that. Riley is going to be on one of the bonus Jonases. I forget which one. There's like the three specials after the season ends, and they messaged me and they're like, hey, is anybody on this one? And I'm like, no. And they're like, good, because that is the worst rated episode of Power Rangers Samurai according to IMDb. Can't wait to watch that to really round out the season.
I can't believe we're doing this. You know, we started this podcast like 500 years ago.
Back in the 1700s, yeah.
Talking about Power Rangers Samurai just seemed so far away that it was never going to come. You know what I mean? And now here we are.
Power Rangers Samurai was the previous season. Like, that was the previous one. Because it was, because Mega Force was airing, I think, as we started. If not, then it was right before. So, like, this is the most recent season when this podcast started, and now we're talking about it. We've been doing this since time immemorial, it feels like.
Yeah, it's crazy, because this is the longest I've ever had a job.
Same, yeah. This is
same. I think the next closest to this one is Walmart? Was it Walmart?
I watched Walmart. I was at Walmart for, I think I was at Target technically longer than I was at Walmart. I think I was at Target for six
maybe,
years.
Oh God, I hope it wasn't Target. I feel like, I want to say it was
you
at
were,
Walmart for 7 years.
You were at Walmart
years.
Before I was, so.
Yeah, I want to say Walmart was 7 years, and then Target was like, I don't know, six or so.
Mine was almost seven, so I think yours is probably
and I'm about to hit
five
three
and a half.
At Kroger now, and I worked at the Walmart here two different times for a total of 3 years. So. Okay.
If only this paid Walmart money, even.
Kroger's about to be paying the big bucks. Kroger's doing pretty good.
That's not bad, then.
Pay-wise. So.
That ain't bad.
The only thing that sucks is that, like, it's in Kentucky.
It is in Kentucky.
If I move, I can't take the job with me.
Right. There are Krogers elsewhere, but I don't think they're farther north. Like,
they're not.
It's only souther from you, so.
Yeah.
Speaking of doing this podcast for 10 years, or 11 years now, starting in January of 2014, I watched a video of a skateboarder do three 900s in a row, just back to back to back. You know, the trick that puts skateboarding on the map.
Yeah, I saw like a 10-year-old kid do a 1080, I think.
Yeah, it's the same kid. It's the same Japanese kid. He was born 8 months after we started this podcast.
Yeah, I saw Tony Hawk talking to him, a video of Tony Hawk talking to him, and he was like, how long, after you did a 720, how long did it take you to do the 900? He was like, a day.
Another day.
Tony Hawk's like, it took my whole adult life to do a 900, and this kid did one in a day.
And he's like, well, I guess I'll just do 900 now. I did 720, so next is 900. And then he just did that, and then he did three in a row in three consecutive ramp, like just down 900, down up 900, down up 900. He was born in September of 2011 or 2014.
Yeah,
we've been talking about Power Rangers longer than this kid has been alive, and he can do three 900s in a row. What do we have to show for it?
I saw another video of him. It was in one of the recent X Games, like best skate trick competitions.
Yeah,
in the vert, and he has to like pump his body to get enough speed to stay in the vert because he is so small. Because
he's 11 years old.
And he still did a kickflip 900 in that competition.
It's because he's 10 years old and he weighs no pounds because he's a 10-year-old who skateboards all day. So he's, you know, constantly burning calories. It's bananas. It's absolutely.
Yeah, skateboarding is off the rails right now, literally and figuratively.
Anyway, enough about this kid who has more acclaim than we will ever have in his 10 years compared to our 10 years. Do you want to go watch Power Rangers Samurai now?
Before we go, I don't remember which show I said that I was looking for the Banjo-Kazooie amiibo on.
Oh, yes.
I don't know if it was this one or the Pokemon one, but on the Discord, Nova reached out to me and has actually sent me one, so I just wanted to say thank you.
Oh, nice.
I'll do it on Pokemon too because I don't remember which one I asked on.
Yeah.
But that's cool. I have a Banjo Kazooie amiibo now, and that rules. I have to put Pac-Man away to make room for it on the shelf.
Nice. She actually sent me stuff a while ago, like a little Lego Lugia and a Cyndaquil that I've been meaning to send you for, I think, 4 years now.
Oh, send it with Pokemon White.
I'll send it with Pokemon White. It's on the same stack. It's and there's also a copy of Super Smash Bros. Melee. It's just like.
Whenever you find the time, it's all
going
right.
to the post office is this black hole in my head that is like, if you do this, you'll die. So my brain's like, you can't go there. You'll die. So I have stuff to send you also from her. So
nice. No, so yeah, just a huge shout out and thank you, because that's really cool.
Yeah, nice. The Banjo-Kazooie amiibo is pretty good looking, too. It's a pretty good looking meme.
Yeah.
I forget
new
where.
New inbox, like, oh, crazy.
Nice. I'm so close to being done with the amiibos, with the Smash amiibos. I have, like, 10 left, and it's all ones that I'm not going to get easy, so I got to, like, go on the hunt for them, but soon. Soon.
You need Cloud.
No, I got Sephiroth. Cloud. I got Cloud and Sephiroth. My little brother found a Cloud at like a GameStop or something. He was like, hey, do you still need Cloud? And I was like, yes. So I got that. I need Joker. I need Bayonetta. I need the three Mii fighters. I need Pyrrha and Mithra. I need Wolf. And the two Tekken guys, Kaguya and Terry.
Terry's not a Tekken guy.
I don't care where Terry's from. He's got a cool hat.
King of Fighters, I'm pretty sure.
Is he King? I don't know. He's one of the guys who's just a man.
He's just a guy.
It's just some man. And then he's like, what's up? I'm just some man. I have no special abilities. I'm going to come and I'm going to punch a dragon in the face.
All I'm saying is, if we can have Terry in Smash, we can have Tony Hawk in Smash Brothers.
You can put Tony Hawk in Smash Kart. Yeah, 100%. You're right.
Just in Smash Brothers, I would love to see him do,
I would
like,
love Tony Hawk in
do
Smash
a kickflip off Ridley's head.
He just, his finisher's a 900 where he just hits you. He spins over your head, hits you like 8 times or whatever.
He hits you 900 times.
Yeah. Does 900 damage. And then if you stub your toe, you go fly. I think that's everybody, because I got all the sword kids. I found an Incineroar recently, so I have Incineroar, which is the last Pokemon I needed. I forgot
so many characters are in Smash Brothers now.
There's 89, and I think I have 79 or 78. I don't know, but I have most of them, and I built a shelf specifically to house them all.
They should do, the next one should be Smash Brothers Alpha or something, and it's just like 15 characters.
It's
15,
just, it's 15 just Link
unique,
and Mario.
Well thought out characters.
Yeah. It would be funny if they were like Super Smash Brothers Alpha coming to the Switch 2, and then they waited a long time to say who was going to be in it, and the first trailer was like new people you've never seen before. They just made up Smash characters, and they're like, well, this is what everybody else did. All their stuff is new guys.
I could get into that.
I think I would be pretty down for that. And then from there, they can give them, they spin off from there and give them their own games going outwards, right? So, like, yeah. Here's Secret Agent Crocodile. It's a platformer. he's also a crocodile who's a secret agent. So it's a stealth platforming crocodile in a tuxedo, obviously.
Well, of course. He's a secret agent.
He's a secret agent. Duh. That's one of the characters for Superplex that I'm working on. It's so hard to draw a freaking crocodile head in pixels, man.
I bet. Getting the nose right.
The nose is so weird. I've been looking at pictures of Vector from Sonic.
Vector, yeah.
Vector. And I'm like, I don't get it. I don't know how your head's supposed to be. I don't know. I'll get there eventually. Anyway, you want to go watch Power Rangers Samurai? I almost said, yeah. Super Smash Brothers. We're not watching Super Smash Brothers.
No, not this time.
No.
But you can. On Hey Jake and Josh YouTube channel, you can watch us play Smash, like 4 videos of us playing Smash Brothers.
I'm good at that one. If you didn't watch Mario Kart, you'll see me be bad at a video game. I'm good at Smash Brothers. All right, let's go watch it.
Let's samurai, guys.
Jake,
Josh. And we're back, and we just watched Unexpected Arrival.
Not an expected arrival, unexpected arrival. Like I said in the beginning, my apologies.
Jake, do better. Okay, we've been doing this for so long.
We've been doing this for longer than that little kid who did 3 900s has been alive.
For longer than the first skateboarder who's 10 years old or whatever, like 12 years old, to do a 1080 in the world, I think.
Probably.
I need to issue a correction. On a past episode, I said Bob Burnquist did the first kickflip 900, and that was incorrect. He did the first fakie 900.
Yes.
But there's an asterisk. It was on a mega ramp. So.
Right. So that's kind of almost cheating. I did watch Bob Burnquist on, I forget which X Games it was, cool thing about looking at skateboarding again is that I get a lot of skateboarding fed to me via algorithms, which is pretty radical.
I'm not on TikTok anymore, but YouTube Shorts was just like, skateboarding, huh? You got it, buddy.
Here you go. Here you go, man. I was on Instagram, and they like, every like second video now is like skateboarding, and I'm like, yeah, kick ass. And it's always like, a lot of it's like, here's all the little kids who are absolutely tearing it up out there. And then a lot of times they'll be like, and then we're going to intersperse this with like Bob Burnquist doing a run from the X Games from 2004 or whatever.
Yeah.
And he was like down by like a million points or whatever. And they're like, there's no way he's going to be able to come back to like win the gold. And then he just goes on this absolutely insane run that has Tony Hawk and two other guys on commentary all like trying to do commentary and then slowly losing their minds at how dope the run he's doing is.
Yeah.
It's great. It's so fun watching great skateboarders be like, that was sick.
Yeah. I saw an interview with Andy Anderson, who's like this newer.
Yeah.
Like freestyle, like kind of like a Rodney Mullen, just like throwing stuff together and seeing what his feet can make a board do.
Yeah.
Kind of guy. And he was talking to Tony Hawk, and Tony Hawk was like, I missed your premiere. I really wanted to be there, but I watched it live. And he was just like, sick. Like freaking Tony Hawk watched me skateboard. Like, that rules.
Yeah. That's dope. You just want to talk about I don't want to talk about this episode. Do you want to talk about skateboarding instead?
I would love to. I know what I remember what varials and twists and stuff. I'm starting to learn all the terms again.
What are varials? What's the
varial? A varial is the opposite of a flip. It's not a flip, it's like a spin.
It's okay. It's it's around the world, yeah.
A 360 varial would be you spin the board.
The board goes right.
Like a helicopter, yeah.
Yeah, fakie is when it looks like you're going to do a flip of some sort and then you don't.
Yeah, and then a body varial is when your feet leave the board and your body spins.
Yeah. So Ramona Elk's signature move would be a 900 body varial.
Yo, that's sick.
think about that. That would be... We do got to talk about this, though.
I know.
HeyJakeandJosh.com.
Antonio.
That's the website. We'll get to that guy.
Well, I hope so. The whole episode's about him.
Boy, howdy. Anyway, heyjakeandjosh.com. That's the website. You can go there. Listen to old episodes up through, I think, SPD was up. Who knows by now? Anything could be up there. It could be in. The world is full of possibilities, including a bunch of Bobos. So you can go listen to those. And there's also an archive feed that's on our Twitter. I think that might also be only up through SPD. So at this point, choose your own thing twice. We are on Twitter at Morphin Grid a little bit. We're on Blue Sky, morphingrid.basecamp.social. We're on Snapple Podcasts and Google Play and Pod Knife and Pod Bay and Pod Baby and Pod Golden. Pod Golden.
Pod Golden.
This is the moment. This is your moment.
My golden moment.
There's a song in the new movie K-Pop Demon Hunters called Golden that.
It's about Antonio. They don't tell you that, but if you know.
It is, honestly, it kind of lines up, but...
Yeah, it's like you arrive to town with a cooler full of fish.
With your big fish cart. It is so much better. It's so much better than anything in this episode, and all I'm going to be comparing him saying Golden to is this great song from a movie that's... So much, and that's not fair to really anybody, especially me, to have to do that. But you can leave us a rating and review in any of those places. Also, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. For as little as $1 a month, you can help support the show. You get early episodes, bonus episodes. At the $5 a month level, you can join the Discord, and you can come hang out with a bunch of cool people and talk to us. We're also there. There's cool people and us, too.
Yeah.
And it's a cool, fun time. So consider supporting your boys. As of right now, have not heard back from 7-Eleven, but I did. Maybe I'll email them again, and I'll be like, hey, I mean it. I know it sounds like a joke. I meant it.
It's probably very... non-professional email. However, I am being very serious.
It was the most professional email I have ever sent in my life.
What you need to do, you need to hire a lawyer to write it.
I should get a publicist. So... what if I message them? What if I email them back? Because there's like a website, right? It's like...
Yeah, you would think if they have like a specific let us give you money website.
There is a website for like partnerships and stuff that I found.
And they would at least... respond to you.
What if I message or email them back and be like, my clients, hey, Jake and Josh.
Try it. What's the worst that could happen? They still don't get back?
They still, and we run the hit piece on them instead of the praise? I guess you've already heard whether or not.
Okay, what if also, before you do that, also send one to Mr. Mike's and be like,
oh, yeah.
My clients, hey, Jake and Josh Industries, have reached out to you once before and have also reached out to Mr. Mike's Incorporated.
Right. I think it's like,
and they're offering us this much. So.
They're offering us $712 each. But we want $711 because it would be so funny.
Again, that's really all we're about here.
That is each, though.
Is it funny?
Is it funny? And the answer is yes. And that sells more than whatever metrics y'all have.
I screwed up so bad by the end of the episode. You only have to do buy one, get one. You don't have to do five for one hot dogs.
It's not even five for one hot dogs anymore. It's only one for one. That's easy. You can do that. Who's going to cash in on that, honestly? Anyway, hopefully 7-Eleven heard our demands and they got back to us. We'll see. Maybe that episode is brought to you by Mr. Mike's. Who knows? Yeah. There is a shoe brand that's making soaps. They're new and they're making soaps. And I kind of want to be like, hey, man, send us some soaps and we'll talk about your product on the show.
Man, I would love to have some fucking soaps.
I would love to bust my ass on some soaps.
Look, remember when I said I tried to jump the other day? Yeah. And now I'm sitting here almost 40 years old being like, I would love to have some soaps so I can wear them to Kroger, I guess.
Can you imagine doing your job and you're bringing the groceries up, mm-hmm. and there's a sweet rail and you jump and you grind the sweet rail on your
all
on your soaps.
The store shelves, if they're not properly zoned, all the store shelves, prime rails,
prime soaping,
yeah, the edge of the like bunkers where they have the little like guards at the bottom,
little lips on, yeah,
oh, those are so soaped.
those are ready to be soaped.
I'm going to soap on them so good.
I'm going to soap the hell out of those. You don't even know. I'm going to soap their brains out. Yeah, so maybe I'll email them and be like, hey.
It's crazy that, like, parkour people didn't embrace soaps.
I feel like that would have added a cool dimension. I also feel like back when parkour was popping off, 2006, 2007, like, I wish I could have been, first of all, I wasn't an adult yet, so I couldn't have, you know, they wouldn't have taken it seriously. But I wanted to pitch to, like, G4 TV, a parkour show that wasn't like, there was like half competition, half like, look at how cool it is.
Yeah.
But a lot of the parkour stuff is like, jump over these obstacles, right? And it's like, that's neat, yes, but it should be get from A to B the coolest you can.
Right. Yeah.
And then you add soaps on top of that. Now we're talking, baby. Yeah.
Grind those power lines, baby. Just like Sonic.
Just like Sonic, just like Tony Hawk. Tony Hawk games, that's why they're better than the skate games. Sorry, everybody. Tony Hawk's better than skate because you can't grind on a telephone pole in skate because it's not realistic.
I've never played skate, but I think Tony Hawk's edge is that it knows it's a video game. And
it's
that
a video game, yeah.
It wants to be fun and not realistic.
You got to do like arcane symbols with your thumbs to make kickflips and stuff happen. And it's like, I really would rather press X.
Yeah. Let me just press left and square.
Yeah, that would kick ass, I think, instead of trying to physically make my controller do a kickflip. What? No, thank you.
Jake, we have to talk
anyway,
about...
Anyway, this is all to say patreon.com. Antonio. Jake and Josh. We start off on a mysterious boy. On the beach desert. It looks like a desert. It will be a beach.
Yeah.
And he's got I thought it was a sword. It's an umbrella. It's like a like a patio umbrella. And he's dragging a very wide cooler.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets to the edge of the beach. And he looks at the city. And he says, finally, I have arrived. This will be golden, baby. Wait till they get a load of me.
Wait till they get a load of me.
Look what the Joker said? Like the Joker?
He only speaks in cliches, I think.
Is he the Joker, baby?
He's the Joker, baby, and not the Persona one. He doesn't have guns. He's Jack Nicholson's the Joker.
And he's also not fun to listen to.
He's Duke Nukem.
He is Duke Nukem. And it sucks. It's this the way he says these things in a row.
Get this, like, hail to the chief, baby. It's golden.
I'm all out of bubblegum. You're not as cool as Roddy Piper. Don't even pretend. But like the thing is, the way he says these things in a row immediately makes me go, this is they handed a Google translated script from a Shinkenger episode and said, just write this down.
Yeah.
And then they did. To quote Mario, this make a no damn sense. What, like, who are you? First of all, who are you talking to? You're on the beach alone. Are you talking to me, the camera? Because you're supposed to be in a TV show. Don't talk to me.
He's talking to himself. I get it. I do it all the time.
I do too, but I don't brag to myself like this. That feels weird.
I do not quote movie quotes from 1990 or 89, yeah. Whenever Batman came out.
He was 89, yeah. It's old as me. It's the same age.
That's actually not true. I kind of do just... Sometimes I do just say lines that are in my head if I'm alone.
Hold on. I'm looking up when Batman... I got to know if I'm older or younger than Batman from 1989, the movie. When did you come out? June 23rd. I am 3 days older than Batman, no. The movie. So suck it, Tim Burton.
Yeah, that'll teach him.
That'll show you. I'm like a week younger than Ghostbusters 2 and the James Bond License to Kill movie. I'm like within a week of that, of those two movies. Good month for film is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Except I don't like that Batman movie very much. I think it's okay, but I don't love it.
It's fine. The original one, right? As we were talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. It's better than Returns.
It's better than Returns. Returns is like, it has Michelle Pfeiffer in the catsuit, but like, it also is not a very good movie. Yeah. Otherwise. Anyway, so he's finally arrived. It's going to be golden, baby. Wait till they get a load of him. I can't wait to get a load of him.
I don't want to get a load of him.
You don't want to get a load of it? We don't know his name yet. We do know his name, but we don't
know
his
name.
We
do from the credits in the first episode we ever watched.
Yes, but we don't know his name yet. They won't say it. We don't want to spoil it. And then he out of his fish cooler, I say little fish cooler, it's a big, wide cooler.
Yeah.
A little Zord pops out, and he's like, not yet, buddy. And then he puts him back in the cooler.
It's definitely a squid.
It's definitely a squid. They will call it an octopus. Also, I can't wait to tell you how many legs it has. Stay tuned.
Is it just four?
It's five.
Okay. Oh, God.
It's not even a regulation amount.
Chris just posted this in the Fantasy Critic channel.
Okay.
There's a Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer video game coming out based on the old Claymation special.
What? Breaking news, everybody. We're watching this on the air. Oh, and Tony, yeah, anyway, don't worry about it. We're going to watch this instead. It's a minute and 18 seconds long. This also looks like a GameCube game.
What?
Is it two player? Should we co-op this?
Oh, one of you has to be Herbie, and one of you has to be Rudolph.
Herbie, one of you, yeah.
I want to be Yukon Cornelius.
It says Hermie. It says his name is Hermie.
Oh, it is Hermie.
I've called him Herbie my whole life, though. I don't think this looks bad, honestly.
But, like, what's the... You just play through the special?
Oh, it's like a GameCube collect-a-thon game. Like, it literally looks like...
I could actually be really into that if it's good.
Yeah.
Island of Misfit Toys is gonna slap.
It is. It's coming to Nintendo Switch. Hot dog. It just says the Switch 1. It doesn't say the Switch 2.
At some point, our timeline shifted into a fever dream, and something I don't know how weird. We get back.
I don't look. I also don't know what happened, but maybe this is what we need to set things right. Is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer collect-a-thon. It looks... Have you ever played the Scooby-Doo games for GameCube? Like the GameCube PS2 era Scooby-Doo games?
No.
It's like that, but instead of Scooby-Doo, you're playing as Rudolph and his friends. It looks very much like that. I'm gonna bid on that game probably.
Cannot wait for the Bumble boss fight. Oh, I'm so ready.
Rip all his teeth out as you call Cornelius. Anyway, gap sensor goes off back in Power Rangers. Gap sensor goes off and the Rangers run out. They like run out of the house, immediately run to the docks, and there's nothing there but like a ghost or something.
There's a whoosh by Jaden's face.
Yeah.
And he's like, I felt something, but I don't feel it anymore. So let's leave.
Literally. It is. You gotta make the moments mean something in this show, and they hate to do that. He literally says, I felt something, but it's gone now. We can go.
Yeah. Okay. And then Kevin is like, well, hang on. Let me just check the set. Like, let me do some stuff while we're here because something is going on. Yeah. So he checks the gap sensor, which is just like a little, it's just their little emblem. It's just a little plastic emblem.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, this is working fine. And he just drops it on a grate. He doesn't even put it back like in. He just drops it on the ground.
Just puts it on there. Like some kid's going to be like, this is a cool thing and take it. And then now it's going to be at their house and not sensing that one gap.
Because it's a trinket. And when I was a little kid, I loved little trinkets.
I love little trinkets. Absolutely. I still do. I'm a little bit like a crow in that regard. I love finding a little thing. I found the other day a rock that got split in half. Kind of looks like a dinosaur skull. So I kept it. It's right over here. So it's a rock, right?
Oh, yeah.
And it is split in such a way.
It looks my like mom, my mom used to, like, she would find rocks that kind of, like, looked like something, and she would paint them for me. So I had one that was, like, a dinosaur, like a T-Rex head, and I had that's one that cute. Was, like, a ladybug. Those are the only two I remember, but I had, like, a bunch of them.
That's cute.
And the other day at Walmart, I was looking at the little quarter machines, and I was like, hey, this mythical creatures thing has an alien in it.
Oh.
And I was like, I want that alien. But first of all, I don't have any quarters, and also, there's like six other things in here that you're I don't want. Get,
how, what else was in there? There's Bigfoot, Loch Ness Monster.
And freaking Latasha's like, I'll get it for you. And she goes over, pops the three quarters in, which is out of this 75, world.
That's insane.
Turns the dial, and out pops the alien.
That's awesome.
I yelled in the Walmart lobby. I was so excited.
That's rad, man. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. Hell yeah, brother.
That's what makes life worth living. You know, watching a little kid do 3 900s in a row, find a little alien, find a rock that looks like a dinosaur skull split open.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, brother. So he just drops this sensor down for some kid to steal. And then they leave. And then when they leave, the new boy pokes his head out from behind a tree or something. And he goes, now I can move on to more important matters. What?
I don't know. Because he doesn't know who they are.
He doesn't know that that's them. This is unrelated. Him saying this is unrelated to the Power Rangers being here.
I think they're trying to trick the viewer, but they're doing an awful job because we know he's not the freaking Nylock that just came out.
Right. It's dumb. This sucks.
It's very stupid.
The problem with Power Rangers Samurai is it's not only like poorly written, it's just they're badly constructed stories that are just like hard to tell what's going on in a way. Like they like present themselves in such a way that they're like, this is what's happening. And you, as a person who's seen a thing before, is like, I don't think this is what's happening this way. And that's just not fun or good to watch. So we get to the theme song. And when we come back, the Rangers go back inside. They tell Mentor, which, by the way, we did not know his name was G for like 6 or 7 episodes. I'm editing the early batch. Someone called him Gee once, and I was like, I guess that's his name. His name is G, which apparently just means old man in Japanese. I think we talked about this. Mm-hmm. And so his name is Mentor Oldman.
Yeah.
And they just changed to Mentor shortly after that. So, but anyway, they go tell him. They say the same thing that we just saw, basically. And then I couldn't tell what it was. I thought it was like a fishing pole being cast or a spring of some kind. But there's a shadow of something happening, and then there's like a noise.
Yeah, I knew it was the arrow because I remember that's how Jaden summoned them. They shot like the arrows out and it landed and whatever. So I think it might have showed it.
It showed the shadow of it, and I couldn't tell what it was for a second.
Yeah,
so that's
and
why
I was like, oh, an arrow landed outside. And then Jaden goes and gets it, and it's like, see you soon.
See you soon from the Joker, baby.
And it's written on the Joker card.
It's on the Joker card, and then there's it's in like written in like lipstick or whatever for joking. And they're like, what is this? Like, is this a Nihiloc? Did a Nihiloc do this? And G's like, no, it can't be because the house is protected by symbol power. And then we show the outside and there's like symbols floating around making it so I guess Nihilocs can't come hang out.
Why don't you just protect the city with symbol
do
power?
Do bigger ones around the city. Yeah. What? Start there.
Very selfish to only protect your house.
Yeah, maybe the symbol, they don't know the symbols anymore. They're secret and they don't know them. I forgot that was a thing because we haven't watched an episode in 2 weeks, but there will come up later that there's like a secret symbol that is the seal to keep Xandrin in hell forever. And I forgot about that for a second. And I was like, oh, that actually makes the monster's plan actually makes sense then now, but it won't really matter. Then Mike says, something smells fishy. And they're like, yeah, someone shot an arrow at us. And he's like, no, I mean, like, this arrow smells like fish. And then he puts it to Emily. And she smells it. And she's like, ew. It does smell like fish. Yeah. But she should have smelt it first.
She has the best nose in the room.
She, I think she's like, yeah, I didn't smell it because I'm not a dog.
Yeah,
I'm a human.
Ew, gross. I just leave it on the floor and walk away.
I'll take care of it. I'll get rid of it for everybody. We cut to later that night, and Jaden is writing in a journal.
Is he practicing symbols on a parchment?
Well, I think he's practicing symbols, but it looks a lot like writing in Japanese regularly.
He is sitting at a desk just writing Japanese.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like in the same way, like, you know, like right to left, going downwards, you know, and he's doing that. And then there's like an evil eye over his shoulder.
Yeah.
And he's like, ugh, and it goes to stab it and doesn't get it because it's gone. And then Mike kicks the door in immediately.
Jaden, what's up?
He's like, Jaden, what's up? I heard you yaw in here. Are you okay? And he's like, something's in here. And then all the others come in and he's like, I can sense it. And they're like, we don't sense anything. Like the way Mia says, like, we don't sense anything, like, is like so weird.
She's like, you are a crazy idiot.
You sound like a stupid person right now, Jaden. We don't sense a single thing.
Yeah,
in here.
And I bet we never landed on the moon, too.
Yeah, next you're going to tell me the Earth is round. Where would it sit then, Jaden? How would they carry it around on the elephant backs if it's a ball? That sounds foolish. What about the big ice wall surrounding the whole world, Jaden? You idiot. I love that Flat Earth was so stupid that they're like, we have to update Flat Earth theory and make it even dumber now. Yeah. There's an ice wall around it. That's what keeps the water in. Actually, I don't think it is. There's just more out there, and that's where, like, heaven is and stuff. It's just on the other side of the ice wall. That's where, like, the pantheons come from.
You can't climb the ice wall. It's too slippery. So
too slippery. It's made out of ice. Also, like, we can fly now. We can get over that.
But not as high as the ice wall that no one's ever been to.
No one's ever been to, even though we've literally mapped every corner of the Earth, basically. Also, how do you account for space? I know that, like, the problem with conspiracy theories like this is, like, if you believe in one, you, like, have to believe in several to make that one hold up, right?
Yeah.
So, like, we can't have gone to space because then we would have seen the Earth is flat and then we would know. So that's also fake to hold up space flight or to hold up the flat Earth thing. So it's just like it's like cascading.
Yeah.
More and more dumb conspiracies just because you don't get it. You don't get something.
Just because ain't no one gonna tell me what for.
Yeah, big government wants me to think world's round. Well, not this big government. This big government wants you to, I guess, choke to death on AI fumes. So, like, worry about other problems first, please. Where were we? So, okay, everybody comes in, and he's like, we don't sense anything.
Yeah, he's still sensing it.
Yeah. And there's like a tense moment where he's like, it's like a horror movie where he's like, I'm gonna look in the closet, and he opens it, and like a training dummy falls on him.
Yeah,
and they're like, ah, see, it was just a training dummy. You didn't sense anything. He's like, you didn't sense it though, and they're like, no, we didn't sense it. Also, when the training dummy falls, I thought it was Emily, but it is Mia because they have the same intonation.
Yeah,
like they say things the exact same way, which is like, I've never seen these words in this order before. I'm gonna give it my best shot. And she's like, don't scare me like that. And she's like smiling.
She's about to break.
Like, she's busting up.
Because then it cuts to a different angle and she's worried again. But in that scene where she's like, don't scare me like that, she's like about to start cracking up. Yeah.
It's like when wrestlers like start laughing and they have to like, they hang their head and they like shake their head like they're not laughing. Like they're like, that's stupid what you said. But they're actually like trying not to bust up.
Yeah.
And their shoulders are like bouncing because they're laughing so much.
It's like anytime someone's in a segment with R-Truth.
Right, yeah. Sami Zayn's also pretty good at getting people.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's nothing. And then in runs Mentor, and he's like, "It's Jaden, it's important to trust your instincts, but I don't feel anything. So you're wrong in this instance," I think is what they're getting to.
And then Jaden, there's like a pause, and Jaden whips his Morpher out, throws out the symbol for his sword, grabs it, and swings it to his side and almost takes Emily's head off at the jaw.
Cuts her in half at the jaw. Yeah. And he's like, sorry, Em.
It stops in front of her. It's an extreme close up of her face. It might even be like a weird lens because it sounds like it's down the blade of the sword. And her eyes are bugging out of her head. She's like, oh. And it is a little freaky to look at that shot.
It is. And he's like, sorry. And then he goes off to like cut more air. Also, when it cuts from when it goes from G being like, I don't sense anything, it like whip zooms to him before he does the symbol.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, this is a new guy directing. I guess I can tell now. Yeah. So he goes off to find something but doesn't. And then we cut to, I guess, DeBoat and a mirror monster man who I have named Kenny Delaware is watching. I didn't catch his name.
His it's name like Volcano. It's Volpez.
Oh, like a fox.
Yeah, but he doesn't look like a fox. There's nothing about him that's foxy, right?
His eye, his like face is a little bit foxy, but he's mostly like a lobster, I think. He's mostly some sort of crustacean. But from what I understand, all the Nylox are like sea creature plus yokai. So this is probably like a kitsune who can do like foxfire and illusions and whatnot. But like it has to also be like a lobster too. The mirror monster's like, my magic eye will make him paranoid, and this will make him even more paranoid. But then he splashes his face in water, and he's like, I don't sense it anymore. And I thought the monster was like, to make him even more paranoid, I'm going to stop now.
Yeah.
And that'll really get him. But that's not exactly what happens.
What happens is even stupider.
Dumber, if you can imagine. So we cut to the next day. And the others, not Jaden, go to look at the gap sensor again because they're like, well, something happened. So we got to go look at it. So they go back to the thing, the same grate. And they're like, I don't know, look around for anything suspicious, I guess. There's one suspicious thing there. It's a boy next to a big fish cart going, fish? Who wants fish? I've got fish here for you to have, too. And he's not passing out fish. He's passing out flyers. For fish that are right next to his flyers.
He's passing out the flyer. He gives one to Emily. He's like, here you go, cutie. He says something.
Here you go, babe. Yeah, babe. Something.
She looks at it, and it's just a flyer with a fish on it that he wrote coming soon on. So he's not even like, do you want a fish? You can get one later.
Do you want to pre-order a fish?
It's not like you can have this fish. No. My fish are coming soon. I have to go catch the fish.
But then he also just has grilled fish there.
Yeah.
And I thought he said raw fish, but maybe he said they're not raw fish, they're grilled fish. Emily sees it and she's like, wait a minute, Mia, do you have that note? They're like 2 feet away from him, by the way.
Yeah, she does
like,
not even take like a step. She's like, hang on, I recognize this handwriting.
And they're like, yeah, here's from the arrow. It's the same handwriting. And they're like, I knew it.
It is like calligraphy.
Yeah. I mean, it's a font.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, it's printed. It's not,
it's
no
like
one
brush strokes,
though.
It's not like written. It's like painted.
Yeah. And they're like, did you write this? And he's like, I write it by hand every time. Golden, baby. I forget what he
said. And then Emily's like, yeah, it's better to be handed one than shot at one with an arrow.
And he's like, oh, no.
Well, at first, he's like, I know that's right. And then. but then he's like, wait a second. Because she's holding it up and she's like, you shot this at her house, babe. She didn't say that, but she's like, right. And then he's like, oh, crap. They're going to ruin my golden moment.
My big moment. My golden opportunity moment. And then he flips over a cooler full of ice on unto their under their feet like Looney Tunes.
Yeah, like Tom and Jerry. They just can't stand up.
And then they fall down. And before they can get up, they get a phone call. And Mentor is like, hey, Jaden went to Spring Valley. Now, when he says Spring Valley.
Is he talking about Spring Valley?
I don't know what that is.
It's misspelled on the map.
Is it?
I don't know. I'm assuming it is.
It probably. Well, so the first thing I think of when I think of Spring Valley.
Spring Vlay.
It's the Spring Vlay. It's next to the Panorama Reserve, where we keep the rest of our panorama in case we run out. But when I think of Spring Valley, I think of like the season. And what they mean is like the water feature.
Oh, yeah. Not like. Like a bedspread. It's like a bouncy place.
Yeah, like I thought it was gonna be like spring. Like
yeah, it's very,
you know,
flowery,
flowers and stuff. Yeah. And what they mean is it's actually a lake. There's no valley here. It's not a spring. It's a whole ass lake. So that he went there, and they're like, "All right, we'll split up." I think Kevin is saying this. He's like, "Me and Mia will go to Jaden. You two track down Fish Boy," and they're like, "Got it." So they split up. We cut to Jaden walking into Spring Valley, which looks like Death Valley, because everything's dead here in this opening shot. I don't know what happened. This is like a nuclear waste dump of an area for a second. And he goes in, and we cut to the boat, and Octoroo is talking to Kenny Delaware, and he's like, did you see him make the seal yet? And he's like, no, but I think he's going to soon. And he's like, good, because if we can figure out that seal, then he won't be able to seal Master Zandrid forever or something.
If we know it, he can't write it? Is that what they're thinking?
I think if they know what it looks like, they can do a counter seal.
They can see him start, because it's probably like a little more complex, right?
Right.
They can see him start to write it and just be like, "Whoa, gotta get back to the ship for the just like run away."
He walks up to the edge of water. It's not a spring, it's like a whole ass lake. And they're like, "Oh, I think he's about to do it." And so he starts making a symbol, and then he hits it, and a bunch of smoke comes out, and the vision on the magic eye goes out for a second, and when it comes back, Jaden's gone. He's not here anymore. And they're like, where'd he go? And Kenny Delaware is like, I don't know. I'm going to go there myself, though, to find him. Which seems like a bad plan if you're trying to spy on him.
And then he leaves, and then Octoroo, of all people, is like, I demand results.
Yeah, it's like, shut up.
Who the hell are you?
You're
the fifth in command on a boat with four people on it.
Your job here is to rhyme sometimes.
And go, ooh, ah, ooh.
Ooh, ah, ooh. Get out of here. So he leaves. We cut to Emily and Mike chasing the fish boy. There's a lot of chasing. He gets away, and they're like, we'll split up. I'll cut him off. You go that way. And they're like, okay. And they do that. And then we cut from there to Mia and Kevin running into the springs. By which I mean they run through a regular forest area, and then in Sentai footage somewhere else, there is a spring.
I spaced out for a minute because I was trying to think of how many people actually are on the boat.
It's like three.
It's three. I think I said four.
You said fifth in command, but...
On a boat of four.
Yeah.
But I think we need to bump that up, fourth in command on a boat of three.
Yeah. So Kane Delaware gets to the edge of the... He's like, where did he go? He's got to be around here somewhere. And then... He pulls out his magic mirror, and the little lion folding sword flies by and grabs it out of his hand. And then Jaden pops out of the water and attacks him and is like, aha, I knew when I splashed water on my face that it broke.
That you couldn't watch me anymore.
Yeah. Like, it doesn't make any sense because, like, he did still watch him. It's just that you couldn't sense him. So if anything, it's worse.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't get wet. Then you won't even know he's there anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. Did we talk about how fast... the fish boy was running.
Oh, he's like a Olympic sprinter.
He is so like it shows us a shot of him running down the street, and then it has Mike and Emily chasing after him, and that boy is moving.
Yeah, he is motoring. It's like he's got soaps on.
And they're even like, man, he's so fast, we're never gonna catch him.
I thought, I was like, Emily should be pretty fast. She's a dog. And then I remembered, like, she's not actually a dog. She's
well,
like,
yeah, but she was a dog, but now she only has two legs, so she can only run half as fast.
If she could just anamorph back into a dog sometimes, I bet she could catch up to him.
Yeah. And then Mike's like, I'll try to cut him off, and he just runs into the back alley and then runs parallel to the road that they're running on, which is not gonna be any faster.
And then like he gets there first, he like sees him before Emily finds him again later, and then he still gets away. And it's like, okay, well, how did that work out, Mike? How'd that go, man? But anyway, Jaden can't. So the water, when he splashed regular water on his face, that made it so you couldn't watch me anymore. Asterisk. No, it didn't. It just made it so you couldn't sense him watching you, which is bad. So then he thought, I can hide from you in the water, and the spring water is magic, I guess.
It's like the purest water.
So if I go in here, you won't even be able to find me. And so he just went in and was just hiding underwater. I bet he used the underwater. He used just the symbol for scuba.
He used the gills symbol.
Yeah.
And he Susie'd it under the water for a minute.
He just poked his head like Susie from Space Cases, who we all are aware of. Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah. She went on to play someone on General Hospital. I can't remember the actress's name, but she was on General Hospital. I want to say she was, this is going to bug me, like Tabitha or something. I don't think that's correct, but she was like a major focus on General Hospital. My mom used to watch General Hospital a lot. And I was like, that's Susie from Space Cases. Like every day. And then I would see Carly and I'd be like, that was the girl who was in the snowboard episode of Zio. And she was also on VR Troopers, apparently. I forgot that about. But now VR Troopers on Tubi. Did you know there's 90 episodes of VR Troopers?
Really? Is that two seasons?
Two seasons. 90 episodes of VR Troopers. I would have generously given it 40, but there are a full 90 episodes. That's benooners. And I watched probably all of them as a kid because I watched anything vaguely Power Rangers.
Yeah, I think I watched a couple, but I didn't really get into any other Power Rangers adjacent stuff.
I watched all of it, man. Because every moment when I was a child, when I was like that age, every moment was spent waiting for more Power Rangers to be on. You know, like, so if I'm not watching Power Rangers, I might as well watch VR Troopers. It's as close as I can get until next time Power Rangers is on. Same thing with Beetleborgs. Same thing with Mystic Knights. Same thing with Mask Rider. I watched that. I don't remember any of it. I remember he had Modes, and I was like, that kicks ass. And because even back then, I was like, Modes is great. And generally, turns out that's like the whole deal with Kamen Rider. I should have gotten into it a lot longer ago. But
yeah.
Anyway, on Tubi, 90 episodes of VR Troopers. Maybe we'll watch that after we do the loop, you know?
Yeah, maybe. We got to go back to the old seasons and do them again so that we can get the stats.
So we can get some stats. We can best worst them and MVP them. Then and rank them. Probably rank them.
Was it Zio that we started doing that?
We started doing best worst and MVP with Zio, and we started ranking with Lost Galaxy, I think.
Okay. Boy, that's a lot we got to get back through.
Yeah. I don't know.
We got to watch the whole Zordon era again.
We got to rewatch Zordon pretty
and
much.
Then
yeah.
We can watch
VR Troopers.
VR Troopers.
Then we can watch the Disney Plus show that should be out by then,
hopefully.
And then we can watch VR Troopers. Beetleborgs still is nowhere. Also on Tubi, the Ninja Turtles show, The Next Mutation.
Oh boy.
So if you want to watch that, you can now.
it's available
to be watched. So is the Donkey Kong Country show, which I really do actually want to check out because Candy Kong is on that show. Poppy Kong making a play for the throne. BT.
Look,
does,
she's so. Got that like.
She's got the look.
She's got that like corporate buyout sexiness to her. That's
yeah,
like...
yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's like okay.
She's got executive sexy.
Yeah.
She is a monkey. So like
she is a monkey. I cannot stress it enough. She is a monkey.
She's a monkey. And every day it seems like the I'm not a furry butt section of my life gets a little bit longer, you know?
Yeah, I'm not a furry butt. If Candy Kong came knocking at my door, I'm not going to turn her away.
It's only polite. What happens? Where were we? Oh, me and Kevin get there. Jaden jumps out of the water. Water is magic. It blocks their growth. And then Mia and Kevin come in, morphed. And they're like, we got you. And then he has to explain the water thing. Mia's like, yeah, because our water here on Earth is way better than your gross, nasty hell water. Yeah. Mia calls Mike and Emily. And they're like, hey, we need your help because we're fighting a monster now. So don't worry about chasing Fish Boy.
Yeah, they're like, stop chasing that guy. And Emily's like, thank God, because we can't even see him anymore. He's gone.
Mike's like, he made that decision for us. We do not know where he is. He runs so fat. He's wasting his time selling fish. He should be at the track racing the horses because he's very fast. And so then they leave and he pops out behind another dumpster and he's like, this is the perfect time for my big moment. He talks like he's being dubbed by someone else.
Yeah.
Like he talks like this footage is in another language and this is somebody else doing his voice.
It's like if you know, Mega Ranger was Sonic the Hedgehog.
Right.
But, like, way less cool.
Way, way past cool, but like, the opposite
Sonic,
way.
If Sonic the Hedgehog was a big dork.
What if Sonic the Hedgehog sucked?
He's just Gex, actually. Antonio is Gex.
Oh, my God, he's just Gex. He even quotes movies. He's just Gex. He's just Gex. This is worse than a sleepover at Johnny Knoxville's house.
This reminds me of the time we were playing catch at Tony Hawk's house. I only can think of like five celebrities when you put me on the spot.
Because I went to Jackass.
I had to try so hard not to just say Bam Margera after you said Johnny Knoxville.
This, like, because I, like, half of Gex's jokes are like, this is worse than a party at Liberace's house. This is worse than,
yeah,
some celebrity thing, it's like, you know.
This reminds me of the time that I was at a Halloween party at James Earl Jones' house.
Yeah, like, and the first, like, the third thing, his third sentence is, wait till they get a load of me.
Wait till they get a load of me at Jack Nicholson's house.
At Jack Nicholson's house. I guess the implication is that Gex does a lot of cocaine? I don't know what the joke is. Who is Gex for?
Gex is for the person that made Gex. Not the team, but just like the creative guy who was like, this is my vision.
Right. I love other things. So I'm going to make something about other things that's going to make you want to watch other things instead.
And what if a little gecko just referenced those things?
But he talks about those other things.
What if he just said the names of celebrities?
What if he is Ready Player One?
Yeah.
Ready Player Gex.
When he's not talking about Liberace and James Earl Jones, he's just yelling, it's tail time!
Yeah.
He has his own catchphrase in addition to all the other catchphrases.
Well, I guess that's good. You need something trademarkable. I really hope they put all those games out in a collection that you can buy now in 2025.
You can get all the Gex games. You can buy Glover, the awful N64 game, because... I don't know, man. I don't know why you would want to play Glover on a Switch.
There is an...
And I know when, like, the Switch first came out, we were on record as saying, I wish they would put every video game on it.
Put every video game on it,
but
yeah.
I didn't mean Glover.
Not the game that I thought was a Hamburger Helper tie-in game.
the schoolyard rumor.
That my uncle works at Nintendo, yeah, lie.
They were like, that's Mario's glove.
Oh. Actually. Well, that Gex was in Earthbound. Gex is actually a psychic gecko from Earthbound, it turns out, who fell into a television, and that's where he learned all of talking is from TV and movies.
And he has to collect TV remotes to get out of the television?
Yeah, so he can go back to Earthbound and he can help Gex fight a fetus god. He is Gex. I meant to say Ness.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We've really got to talk about this episode.
We need to get through this thing. I don't know where we were. Okay, I can't. All right. My next note after
we were just talking about how Antonio popped out from a dumpster and was like, "I'm Gex the Gecko," and then he was ready for his big moment.
He's ready for his big moment. This is the most make it feel like the Sentai stuff we've had in a season that is entirely make it feel like the Sentai, because like this feels like Sentai writing, like it, and but without any of the like. Subtlety. And by the way, I think if I saw this in Sentai, I would still think it was bad. Because Sentai's not inherently good just because it's not Power Rangers, y'all. Hate to break it to everybody. So we come back to Kenny Delaware overwhelming Jaden and Mia and Kevin. And then he's about to kill Jaden and in jump Mike and Emily to make the save. And they go to do a quintuple slash where they put all their discs in. They do all their special attacks at once. And he has a million reflection spells, so he just swamps up the quintuple slash and pops it out behind him so it hits all of them. And they get hit so hard that they demorph. But then, here comes some guy.
Here's this guy from before.
Here's Johnny. You know, from The Shining?
From The Shining.
Well, which is actually a reference to Johnny Carson. Show.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be... There's nothing like that nowadays that you can reference to be like that.
Yeah, what would be the new Here's Johnny? Like, I think it would just be "Here's Johnny," but now it's a reference to The Shining.
Now it's a Shining reference, and not which I think is what that turned into. Honestly, it would be like doing a YouTuber sign on. Like, you'd be like, "Hey guys, welcome to my channel." Like,
he axes through the door and pokes his head through. He's like, "Smash the like button,
like and subscribe,
ring the bell."
So he throws some little fish at Kane and Delaware. That's how he saves them, is he throws some little fish
at him. But he throws them like, they're like explosive throwing daggers.
They're like explosive throwing sardines, yeah. And he hits and they're like, "What was that about?" And then it cuts over to him and his acting is terrible. And he's like, "It's time for my moment. I'm going to do a golden thing." I don't even know what he says. And
this reminds me like riding to school with Rebecca Black. My moment is a different song, but you know where I, you know how right, I got there.
Right. My moment is actually a pretty good song. She made a remix of Friday that kind of slaps, TBQH. He morphs. He's like, "Wait till you get a load of me now again." And then he morphs. And he morphs into a golden blue ranger, and it looks ugly.
It's a terrible color combination. Power Rangers loves it going forward.
We're just going to have to get used to this, because this is like the sixth ranger color set going forward.
Yeah, it's terrible. I hate it, but whatever.
Nothing we can do about it. So he morphs, and then he's like, "Huh?" And they're like, "Oh, okay." And he's like, "You got nothing to say about my cool morph?"
Yeah, no, like, wow, or even a like, "Wait, what?" Which I do think they kind of all were just like, "What?"
They're like, "Huh? Another guy? Okay." And he's like, "Oh, I get it. You're stunned or whatever. I'll go do my thing. And then you can say something cool about me." Or whatever it is he says. And then Emily's like, "Oh, he's so sparkly." Because she's a dog.
Because she's a dog.
And that's important to her. Yeah. Something being
they
sparkly.
Went out of their way to make sure that we knew Emily was like, "Ooh, sparkly."
Yeah. Like, she gets her own, like, shot. Like, this is like, it's just her in the shot doing this. So then he jumps in. And he takes a weird stance where he, like, kind of crouches.
He's kind of crouched, and he's holding his sword. It's not that weird. We've seen people stand like this. Like, he's just holding his sheathed blade.
And it's on his back, so he's, like, behind, like, his hand's behind him. And the Kenny Delaware is like, "That's a weird way to stand. Anyway, Moogers, get him. I'm not even going to waste my time with you." The Moogers attack, and he does this little, like, he's, like, shimmering, but then all the Moogers die.
They're just, like, running by him, and they're dying while he's, like, quaking.
He's like,
And then all the Mia, I think, is like, "He didn't even move." And then Jaden's like, "Yes, he did. But he just moved so fast that the naked eye couldn't see." And then it shows it again, slowed down, so we can see him constantly unsheathing and sheathing his
every single hit.
Sword. A dagger? It's not even like a sword, really.
It's a
fish. It's fish blade.
It's a bear. Well, first of all, it is a barracuda blade. So he's the coods.
That's why he's got the blue.
Because he's
obviously a blue barracuda.
For the coods. If there were a Power Rangers season where every color, everyone was based on a Legend of the Hidden Temple color, that would rule. Dibs on green monkeys. It's the one instance in which I don't want to be the Red Ranger is when I get to be the Green
the
Monkey.
The Green Monkeys. Ranger. That's okay. You can be the sixth Ranger, the Green Monkey. Six Rangers is Silver Snakes, actually.
Silver Snakes is it, yeah. And there's also a Silver Monkey, so the Green Monkeys and the Silver Snakes have a common ancestor in the temple.
The Silver Monkey is an ancient statue, though. It's not like a group.
No, but we don't know what it's based on.
Yeah, I know. But
like, so, it could be where
the Silver Monkeys split at some point.
Yeah, they gave the silver to the snakes, and they kept being monkeys to the monkeys.
The Silver Snakes probably turned on the monkeys. That's why they're the snakes, and they took all the silver.
Exactly. And this is the deep lore of Legends of the Hidden Temple that you can't find anywhere else.
That's right. Follow us. Ring the notification bell. Or you can catch all our videos about the Legends of the Hidden Temple timeline.
What if we made a series of videos that were stupid Zelda theory level videos about Legends of the Hidden Temple? Is there an audience for that that isn't just you and me?
Who cares?
It's never stopped us before, honestly. I think we could do it.
Anyway, the Blue Barracuda Zords, I would get two Zords, and that would be pretty cool.
That would be pretty cool. You would get two.
They would be the arms, probably. Each one is
so
an
there's
arm.
The, yeah. So there's the, so you got the Blue Barracuda, you got the Coots, the Blue Barracudas, you got the Purps, Purple Parrots, Red Jaguars, orange iguanas.
Yep.
Green monkeys, silver snakes. So that's six rangers.
That's six rangers. It's all there.
It's all there. I wish they wouldn't have shown him do it in slow motion because he looks like a real dork ass, and it's way cooler when we didn't know what happened.
Yeah, and they talk about that he's using the like ancient sheathed blade technique.
There's like a quick draw sheath attack that hasn't. It's the legendary sheath slash, which is kind of a tongue twister, but. That's impossible.
Didn't the Shadow Ranger do something like this?
The Doggy Kruger Shadow Ranger?
Yeah. Where he like he just like quickly pulled his sword out and put it back in, but like that was just him acting so fast that he killed like a bunch of bad guys that way.
I mean, probably
someone's done it before.
Someone's has to. It's a
but he has to like take it out and slash each one individually. He has to put it back each time.
Yeah, he's got to recharge it. If it doesn't go back in, it doesn't get recharged. The coon slash doesn't work. The legendary sheath slash doesn't work. And Jaden, somebody, I don't know if it's Jaden or if it's Kevin, one of the two says, but that's impossible. And then will not follow up on why it's impossible.
Yeah, someone else is like, he's doing it. And then
it's not. We just saw it. Well, we didn't see it because it's faster than the naked eye, but like that's what it was. And then he jumps in a tree to be like, that's how cool I am. Did you see it? And then he falls out of the tree. And he's like, that wasn't as cool as I wanted it to be. It
never is. When you build up a big moment, a big golden moment in your head like that, it's never as good as you would expect it to
be. Yeah, kind of a copper moment at that point.
It's a pretty brass moment.
A little brassy, kind of tin if you fall out right on your ass. I think that makes the gold go down in value to like a lead, sort of an inverse alchemy situation. I also want Power Rangers based on metals. I think that would be pretty cool, too.
Yeah. There's so many things they haven't done because they just keep doing ninjas and dinosaurs.
They keep doing ninjas and dinosaurs, and then they'll take a pit stop at, like,
cars.
Something else. But it's still just, like, here's some animals. Like, it's still just, like, a regular set of animals.
Yeah.
I'm about to start watching. Ash and I are going to be watching King Oger soon, which is when they're bugs. And I'm pretty excited about that. I don't love that their morpher is their sword is a Bopit Extreme. But other than that... their suits look cool. I'm pretty excited to see it.
You gotta get 10 steps through a Bopit if you want to morph.
If you want to morph the best, you do have to get all the way around one time. And, you know, you gotta, there's a secret one. There's like, cause there's Flick It and there's Spin It and there's Pull It and there's Twist It. And obviously there's Bopit, but then there's like other ones on there too that we don't even know about. It's like secret ones that we don't know. So I can't tell you what they are.
Secret Bopits. I don't know. There was that one you could like make your own Bopit.
Yeah, like assemble your own Bopit, but it was still just like the five pieces.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know. And there was one you could like record your voice in it, and it was like
yap it.
Yeah, it would be like hammer it, and you have to like pretend you're using it like a hammer. I don't know. That's stupid. Bopits got stupid because they lost sight of what what got them over. You know?
They grew. They got too big for their britches, and they forgot who brought them to the dance, which is bopping it.
Man. Let me tell you, I think the best part about Donkey Kong Bonanza is that the pants are all called britches. So when you get the ones that make you swim faster, those are DK's swimming britches.
Swimming britches, that's so good. I saw that he has like, he only has two outfits. He has britches and tie. Those are his two things. And then Pauline also has a series of outfits.
She gets like unique outfits for each layer, yeah.
And that's pretty neat. One of them looks like a big onesie that's like gives her like mouse ears or elephant ears or something. It's very cute. I love that little Pauline. I'm so glad she has ruined the Donkey Kong timeline. The whole Mario timeline throwing all hell west and crooked.
At first, I thought she was going to talk too much. And I think she does talk a lot. But her voice acting is actually really well done.
Yeah.
So I'm not sick of her yapping all the time.
Nice.
It's not like the Wonder Flower.
It's a good thing you can turn those off. I didn't even play that game, but like I was watching someone play it, and he was like, I have to turn this off, right? I can't stand them. Grand Pooh Bear speedrunning it, and when he's speedrunning, he will put like the things that talk a lot into other languages. Like every couple runs, he'll just switch languages. And so he's like, here's Spanish, Pauline, for this Donkey Kong run. That's pretty good. Anyway, he fell out of a tree and he broke his ass, I guess. I don't know. He goes to fight Kenny one-on-one, and then they're like kind of posturing, and then Jaden morphs and jumps in and helps. And Barracuda Boy says, you're better than I remember. And Jaden's like, what?
And this like freezes Jaden for the rest of the fight.
Fully stops him in his tracks. And then he does the finishing Barracuda blade and kills Kenny.
You bastard.
You bastard. And then he goes back to Jane's like, what'd you mean by better than I remember? He's like, well, and then Kenny's like, I'm going to be bigger than you remember. And he grows because that's what happens.
Right. Because it always happens.
So he grows. They get in their Zords and they go immediately to the too much crap on them mode where they got extra shoulder pads that are like 300 feet wide and a bunch of stuff sticking out of them all every which way. It's too much.
It's a lot.
It's only episode 13.
It's a lot.
Go back. What? Go back to regular. I miss regular.
Can't have regular anymore. We sold those toys. Okay.
Now we gotta sell the click-on toys. I do like that they have the discs in them, like as gears.
Yeah.
Like I didn't notice that at first, but they do all have that, and that's pretty neat. I wish they were just more origami though. That's way cooler.
Yeah.
I forget what they try to do because there's too much stuff. It's distracting. And then Kenny goes invisible and the new boy's like, he pulls out his Zord, which is a little guy, right? And it's obviously a squid.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, Octozord. It's not an octopus.
It has the arrow on its head. Like, it is very clearly a squid.
1000% squid.
You just could have called it a squid Zord and no kids were going to be upset about it.
Everyone would have been fine. They love Splatoon. Now you would have been ahead of the game. Instead, you look like idiots. And he goes, go, Octozord. And so Octozord goes, and he goes mega mode. And he's like real chrome and looks really cheap, like a dollar store space hero toy.
He's gold and black. He looks an awful lot like the Zeo Gold Ranger.
It looks,
when he's in his Megazord pilot gear.
His Megazord, I think it looks better, but the amount of shininess that his gold is,
you can see it's
cheap.
In the Sentai footage, his helmet has that shine on it. And then when it's American footage, it's more of a matte finish. And that's how I can kind of tell where we're at footage-wise.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, it does, that gloss does make it look really cheap.
It looks like it's like stick-on cellophane, like shiny cellophane.
The shields that they wear when they're piloting them, I don't know why they get more armor to be inside a big robot.
It's because they made those toys before they did the show, and they were like, well, we have to do something to make them, for these toys to be
accurate. The gold on the Gold Ranger's like new chest shield, and the way it's like ridged makes it look like the Green Ranger's shield, and then it pulls out and he just looks like Zeo Gold basically with like a little bit more armor on his legs. I think
they're trying to hit all the, they're trying to get the hits, you know?
Yeah, because they changed the navy to black,
which looks so much better.
It's such a better combination.
So much better. So he said, he's like, all right, go Octozord, which has five legs.
Mm-hmm.
So keep me dragging home. It's a squid. It's not an octopus. It's also doesn't have the amount of legs it would need to be an octopus. Could have called it a squid sword. And it humps Kenny's head for like a minute, and then that gives the Power Rangers time to kill Kenny. Because
bastards.
He got his head humped by a squid.
What a way to go.
What a way to go. You hate to see it. Also, before they do the finishing blow, Jaden's like distracted. They're like, Jaden, focus up. He's like, oh, right, sorry.
He's like, oh, right, we're killing a monster right now. I forgot.
We're doing a whole thing. So they kill him, and he's like, samurai forever, or whatever. I forget what he says. His, like, winning phrase is like, we won, but, like, in a weird way. So then we cut back to them on the ground. The Rangers are unmorphed, but Barracuda Boy is not. And he comes up pulling this big cart of fish.
They love this fish thing. Are we ever going to see the fish thing again?
I hope not.
Is him hauling a cooler with one big fish and an umbrella in it, is that going to be like a thing that keeps happening?
Is that going to be his close-up magic? Like how Dirty Dom did close-up magic one time and that was it? Remember when he made a thing disappear to the camera and to no one else diegetically? And was like, haha, mind freak. Maybe the fish will be like that too. I hope so, because this feels like how you would introduce a character in like a Japanese show where they have like a lot more of like a fish-based diet.
Yeah.
Like just or kind of in general.
At the very least, there's like a fish market.
There's
But he was like, just on the pier being like, who wants to buy a fish later?
Yeah. Like in Tokyo specifically, there's like a big fish economy because they're on the lake. The whole country is like a series of islands. And it's like a, so there's like a lot of fish everywhere. And like, we don't have that as much here. You can go to fish markets, but no one's no one is buying fish out of a cooler on the street.
I hope not.
Like, no one is going
to
trust
you
that.
You might
fish.
Be able to get away with that on the coast in like a Maine or like a Cape Cod.
Yeah, but like, because you know that that's Daryl and you saw him on the lake earlier.
You
like,
watched him catch those fish.
Yeah, like, it's not just like, hey, what's up? I'm a new boy. I got some fish that I got. Give me your money for them.
I brought these fish here from somewhere else. I wheeled them across the country.
The desert. They're cold. Don't worry. Also, you can only pre-order the fish, actually.
I need to know how many fish I need to go catch.
Coming soon, the fish. Right now, I just have some that I'm grilling so I can knock them over. That's really all they're for right now.
They're my getaway plan at the moment.
These are my getaway fish. So the Rangers confront him. And Kevin is like, who are you? Tell me who you are right now. Like, immediately he's like, I don't like you. What are you doing here? And then he, like, demorphs. And he's like, hey, I'm just here because there's a bunch of Nihilox showing up. So I came to help. Isn't that right, Jay? And he looks at Jaden. And Jaden emotes for the first time.
He curls his lips into a quote-unquote smile.
He's the Joker.
That is putting the Grinch to shame.
He's the Grinch. This is the Grinch and the Joker. But also, these boys want to kiss so
bad.
Oh,
my God. So he's like, Antonio, is that you? And then we get like the flashback of them chasing the Squidzord around.
They're little kids, and Jaden's practice. Little kid Jaden practicing symbol power, and little kid Barracuda Boy, Squidzord, is like flying around. He's like chasing it, and then Jaden like stops to be like, I'm going to go play. So he goes, and they play for a second, but then a car horn honks, and the little boy is like, I guess, no, he said Antonio. He said, Antonio, is that you? And then we get the flashback. So we know it's Antonio. Antonio from before, remember?
Which I've said already. I don't know how you edited around it because I've said his name so many times.
I don't know. I got this big old balloon head from being sick. And I keep getting loogies this whole episode that hopefully nobody has heard any of. I didn't hear you say it. So I'll find out in post how it goes. He is like, I gotta go. My dad, that's my dad. And I guess this, like, parentheses, I'm leaving forever.
I don't know why he's here, and I don't know why he's never coming back.
Right, he's, like, moving now.
He came to visit the neighbors on the day he's moving out. Like,
his dad got the rest of the stuff in the car, I guess. So he's like, here, I have a present. Little kid Jane's like, I have a present for you. And he gives him the Squidzord. And he's like, we'll always be friends no matter how far away we are. And
also, the kids they got to act in this scene are like 5 years old. They are legitimately little kids.
They are half of a kid who can do 3 900s in a row.
And they are acting the main cast under the table.
They, like, it's not.
it's not little kid it, acting.
It's little kid acting, but they are clearly trying so hard that it's and it's so sweet. And like, then you cut to like Jaden from before being like, I said something, but it's gone now. Never mind.
Yeah, I put water on my face, and I knew you couldn't see me with water on my face.
With water on my face is wet. I'm invisible to you. Whatever. But then these little kids are like trying to emote and trying to be like actually sad about like their friend, and it's so sweet. And then they do a pinky promise. And then we come out of it.
I think little Antonio also says, like, I'll come back someday and I can be a samurai too or something.
And, yeah, like, you be a samurai and I'll keep training and I'll come back and be a samurai. And they're like, yeah, and they pinky promise. And it's very cute. And then we come out of the flashback and he's like, believe it, I'm back, baby. And then they start sparring.
Before they start sparring, because there's like the four other Rangers are kind of like between them.
Yeah.
And then, and Antonio looks at Jaden and is like, I'm back, baby, and I want some action. And then the Rangers part and the way he walks over to Jaden and the look on his face, they are about to kiss harder than any two people have ever kissed before.
There is no other way to read this other than, like, I'm here to kiss you, Jaden.
Yeah,
like, there's,
I've been waiting 15 years to come back here and kiss you.
It's like, and then they start sparring, but it's like in, I'm trying to think of a good thing where it's like, they will say one thing. It's like, remember in How I Met Your Mother when they would show them eating sandwiches instead of
Yeah.
it's like they're sparring, but they're actually just kissing, right?
They're just making out.
They're just making out sloppy style. And all the other Rangers are like, oh, cool.
Wow. Yeah, wow, right. Look at them go.
But wow, they're really going at it there, huh? And they...
Emily's getting like a little protective, like, I don't know about this.
It's a little aggressive. Be a little aggressive with the tongue for me.
It's just, hey, 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 hey.
And then we cut back over to the Rangers watching them make out or spar. And they Emily says something about how, like, he's so cool. Look at him make out. Look at him go. And then Kevin's like, just because he helped us once doesn't mean it's a samurai. And then Mia, via the writers, says, today Antonio definitely delivered his golden moment.
What? Later, him and Jaden are going to experiment with a golden shower.
They're, okay, all right. Okay. That's a little far for the first time seeing each other back.
Well, look.
That's you got to pre-negotiate that.
Yeah, well, they're talking about it, you know.
Okay, all right, all right.
Antonio keeps bringing it up because he's got one thing, and it's gold.
It's gold. So he's like, "Well, you know what else is gold?" And Jaden's like, "I'm not ready for that." Anyway, so the episode ends there with them making out sloppy style, and the TV show showing us them sparring, but that's not what it is.
So we've established that Emily thinks he's cool.
Yeah,
Mike thinks he's so fast.
He's wicked fast.
Kevin hates his guts for stealing his boyfriend.
Because Kevin had eyes for Jaden, and then here comes this other boy with an ascot. How can he compete against that, Josh?
And Mia's like his hype guy, I guess.
Yeah. Mia's like, I feel like Mia's like, I don't want to watch them make out, but Jaden seems happier, so yeah. I guess we'll take
it. He really delivered his golden moment. His
golden moment.
Okay.
Thanks. When these 2 5-year-olds who can't hide their accents are acting you under the table, you should be embarrassed.
They are so from New Zealand.
They're like the ones, they're like, pinky promise, I'll be back. it's like, oh, you're trying so hard, you sweet little babies. Anyway, that's the end of the episode. Mm-hmm. Josh, I started.
Yeah.
What's the best?
The best is the scene of the two kids hanging out and having fun.
I agree.
Because, man, the rest of this episode sucked.
Pretty booty, yeah. I think, yeah, it is the one time in the episode where I feel like all the actors really want to be on the set, you know?
Yeah.
And that's all I really want. To be fair, Mike and Emily and Kevin are usually present. Like, they're not great, but they're present. But, like, Mia seems like she's like, I'll do this because I'm trying to further a career. this is like a stepping stone. Jaden doesn't seem like he wants to be there at all.
Yeah.
And Antonio is acting like he's from the 1930s and it's a silent film. And he has to talk like no one will hear
him.
He's
suit acting with the suit off.
He is. And when the suit is on, his suit acting is so bizarre.
It is pretty crazy.
He's like, no more talking. And he does like this like thing with his hand coming from his mouth.
He's
like
pulling voice out of his mouth.
And it's like, no one's ever done that on this show, and I've watched 713 episodes of it. And that's the first time anyone has described talking like that. Well,
you know, it's just Antonio. He's just a wild and crazy guy.
He's Anyway, what's the worst?
Oh, crap. I had one. What was it? Don't remember.
Mine is the very clear... translate this character one-to-one of Antonio's dialogue.
I think the worst is them trying to be sketchy with Antonio when we know he's not sketchy.
Yeah. That's weird.
Yeah.
He also is not wearing gold at all. He's wearing white and black entirely.
He doesn't even have navy on.
His ascot's
like green, I think.
I thought his ascot was also black.
It is
a very weird thing of them being like, who's this guy? And it's like, it's Antonio from the...
Yeah, but like you showed him at the beginning arrive in a not...
With a Zord.
With a Zord and not in like an evil way.
Right.
Not under like any mysterious conditions.
Yeah, he didn't show up on a boat.
The next time we see him, he's peeking around a building like, I can't wait now for my big moment.
Now I can get to things that really matter.
Yeah.
Like selling fish on the street?
I don't know.
Antonio?
Like, baiting the samurai ranger? I don't know what his plan ever was.
It's very unclear.
He had a big hero moment in his head that he didn't really get to deliver on.
No, but I think he
made the best of it that he could.
Yeah. It just feels weird. It's like, this is like a lot of Power Rangers Samurai episodes are like, this is what an episode of TV would look like if nobody had ever made TV before. And they didn't know, like, they didn't have anything to, like, look at to reference as, like, how things should work. And this definitely feels like, how do you introduce a character that's new, that has to have a big moment and, like, has to, like, impact the story? It's like, well, we can't look at any other instances of this, so we just have to guess, and they guessed wrong. But here's the thing. This isn't the first television show ever made. There's plenty of ways you could do this that would make sense.
There's plenty of ways Power Rangers has done this, both even good and bad.
Yeah.
And this is a bad one. Like, this is the new ranger is here. We're going to introduce him in this episode. And so it's not anyone that we care about until he's a Power Ranger already.
Right. And again, that worked once with Tommy, and they want to do it forever, but it only really worked the once with Tommy.
And like, you can do it, but it worked with Tommy because he wasn't just introduced and then a Power Ranger. He was a villain for a 5-part story arc.
Right.
And then he got turned good.
Yeah.
Like, that's why that worked. You can't just put Zane in a freezer and open the door and tell us he's been there the whole time.
Right. Here's your best friend, Zane. You love him.
At least he's arriving. He hasn't just been here.
That's true. They didn't just open a door and be like, oh, Antonio, you just woke up.
But the whole, like, oh, is he a Nylock or not? In that one part, that is clearly... I think the worst thing in this not good episode.
Yeah, I'm still going to give it to the, like, this is exactly what the dialogue was in the Sentai. Just translate it into English and put it on the page. Like, that's because that's all of his dialogue feels like that. And it really sucks. Who's the MVP?
I don't know. Is it Antonio?
I think it's a Squidzord for humping Kenny's
head. I think you're right. I think it is the Squidzord for hanging out in a cooler.
Yeah, and then where Squidge would love to be.
And then humping Kenny Delaware's head.
Until he died. Well, long enough for them to kill. He also sprayed ink at some point that maybe coated him so he couldn't be invisible. So I'm going to give it to the Squid, who's legally an octopus, but is not actually an octopus.
Right.
And I will not be referring to him as such ever again.
He is a Squid, but his given name is Octozord.
Octi.
Because he was named by like a 5-year-old boy.
Right. So he didn't know the difference between squids and octopuses. It was like, it's probably, it's got tentacles, it's an octopus.
Yeah.
Obviously. And little kid Jaden was like, that makes sense to me. That's an octopus.
I can't wait for them to figure out how the squid connects to the Megazord so they can get even more stuff on them.
If they get rid of all the other stuff and just do the squid, I'll be happy. But I feel like they're just going to add more to it. And I'm not excited about that. Anyway, now we have to rank the episode.
Oh boy.
And Josh, I don't think this one's gonna fare terribly well.
I don't think it's gonna go super high.
In terms of introducing characters, how's it stack up against either Origin, the two-parter, or the Team Unites, the two worst episodes of the season so far?
I don't even remember the two-parter or the Team Unites, really.
The Team Unites it's called the Team Unites, and it's about Mike.
It's about Mike. Trying to find his place in the team.
Yeah.
And being bad at symbol power. He had low symbol power.
He was bad at symbol power. There's a guy with like Stretch Armstrong arms that kept slapping him in the nuts.
I think it's better than that. What the hell happened in Origin? Oh, that was just when Emily was playing a flute in a pasture.
Yeah, and then
Mia was at a daycare.
She's at a daycare. And then the second part was when Emily got out and they were like, the dog is out. We have to go find her.
I don't think this is better than that.
I don't think it's better than that. I do think it is better than the Team Unites. So coming in at number 11, Unexpected Arrival. Do you still have the list pulled up? Do you know what the next one's called?
I do. I just scrolled to it a second ago. The next episode is called Room for One More.
Oh, that's in Jaden's bed because that's where Antonio is going to want to be bunking.
It's on the team. Hey, you got room for one more Power Ranger. Where did he get a Morpher?
Verizon store.
Maybe we'll find out. We know how he got his Zord.
Yeah. Jaden had it.
But also, when he shows up and he's morphed and they're like, I didn't know about a Sixth Ranger. Jaden, do you? And he's like, that's the first I've heard of it. So yeah, the Gold Ranger is not part of like the samurai lineage.
Right. Kevin said like he's not in the archives.
Like, yeah, he's like, I've never read anything about this in the archives. And Jaden doesn't even know about it. So
yeah, this is just Jaden's old friend who found a morpher at the Verizon store.
Yeah, he's locked into a 2-year contract as the Gold Ranger.
He, you know, for Samurai and Super Samurai. That's when his contract will expire, and then they'll go to Megaforce. So anyway, we have a guest on the next episode. That'll be pretty fun. So we will see you next time for Room for One More. But until then,
may the power protect you. We will talk about him and his fish and his lovely ascot. And the fact that they found a sixth person on par with the acting quality of the rest of the show.
A miracle, really.